number one again this week. That's Nate Smith on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. Phil Nee, hoping all your trails are happy. The 9 o'clock update is next as we put the wraps on our morning session. The news at 9 is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 2 degrees at WRCO-FM Richland Center.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. At least 45 people have died in these ferocious winter storms that are battering the nation. Snow, freezing rain, ice, bone-chilling cold. They've all fouled up road and air travel. Brad Conrad's in Memphis at the moment, where it's 27 degrees. But he's visiting from Canada.
I'm kind of used to this weather, but I'm from the east coast of Canada, and it was a lot warmer there than it was here.
He talked to WMC-TV in Memphis. As much as 6 inches of snow has been falling in the Washington, D.C. area. On the West Coast, freezing rain caused Oregon's governor to declare a statewide emergency last night. Disagreement among top Israeli officials over how to handle the war with Hamas. One of the four members of Israel's war cabinet said late last night that only a ceasefire deal can get those hostages who are being held by Hamas released. And there are disagreements between Israel and the U.S.
The U.S. has said an independent Palestinian state should be part of the day after Israel's war against Hamas concludes. But in a nationally broadcast news conference, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected that notion, and U.S. calls for Israel to scale back its offensive in Gaza, vowing to press ahead until Israel realizes a decisive victory over Hamas. That drew an immediate scolding from the White House, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We obviously see it differently.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Atlas Air is trying to figure out why one of its cargo planes had to make an emergency landing in Miami last night. The problem was engine failure, but they don't know why it happened. Ford is cutting production of the F-150 Lightning electric pickup after weaker than expected electric vehicle sales growth. This is AP News. A look at how the severe weather is affecting the homeless.
As bitter cold continues to grip a large swath of the United States, volunteers are out trying to help those still out in the cold. Multiple deaths have been linked to a storm system that blanketed the United States with snow, ice, and bitter cold temperatures. In Tennessee, Will Compton, who's an outreach specialist for Open Table Nashville, was out canvassing the city's downtown.
People who are poor and people who are homeless are getting hit the hardest. Branches of the public library have been closed, which is an essential day shelter.
62-year-old Aaron Robinson, who walks with a cane, caught a ride with Compton to a warming shelter.
It's all good, though. Thank God for people that try to help people in the street, you know. That's a blessing, you know. That's a real blessing.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 Monday through Sunday with all of your lunchtime favorites, burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469 for carryouts. From the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
People often ask us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Gattiger Pratt Funeral Home, what can I do to help? I'm Mark Jelinek. Some of the suggestions we share are simple and practical. Preparing food, washing clothes, cleaning the house, mowing the yard, or answering the telephone are just a few of the practical ways to show you care. Remember, support is needed at the time of death, and it is no less important in the weeks and months afterwards. For more helpful information, visit us at PrattFuneralService.com.
Today, a high of 10 degrees, some sunshine, and maybe giving way to some clouds a little bit later on today. For tonight, scattered evening flurries and a low of -8. That wind chill advisory will kick in again at 3 in the morning. Go until early tomorrow morning around 9 when it subsides and the sun comes out for a day of around 11 on Saturday. Sunday, 18 degrees, and then warmer on Monday, 31 with snow and a wintry mix developing at night. Right now in Richland Center, with a wind that has picked up from the west around 7 miles per hour, making it feel slightly cooler than the actual reading, we're at 3 degrees.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invite you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament starts at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. Grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Walsh's Ace Hardware, Big Prairie Storage, and Jones Chevrolet. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th for the annual Fishery. Don't miss it.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is starting 2024 with new vehicle inventory ready for you to drive and buy ASAP. We've got 20 Silverado half tons with discounts and incentives, over 15 heavy-duty Silverados in stock. Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and the all-new Chevy Trax are here. Over 80 pre-owned and program cars are available too. See the details and inventory at JonesChev.com. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Buick in Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
On our morning show today from WRCO and WRCE, we have an excellent opportunity here. Last year, during 2023, we were talking about the Richland School District and developing a partner school. And we had some programs leading up to it. We had lead teacher Kim Sifkas on last year talking about it before the school year started. Here we are, halfway through the school year, and things are going well. And not only can we talk about the charter school, but we can kind of bring the school here to the radio studios. So we have done that with students and also lead teacher Kim Sifkas. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. So it's a regular school day for you. You brought the students with you today.
Yes, I did. Yep. I don't know if they wanted to all come, but they did.
Well, it's a good speaking lesson for them, perhaps.
Yes, you'll get credit for this.
Oh, good. That was part of the motivation.
Yes.
Hasn't the school year gone fast?
It has gone really fast. At the beginning of the year, I mean, with everything being new, I had no idea how it was going to be, what it was going to look like, what the students were going to be like. But I'm so happy and so excited that I made the change and switch over to the partner school. And having the opportunity to work with these kids has been amazing.
They're so. Kind of trailblazers, aren't they?
They are, yes. So that's what I have told them. I told them that the school isn't about me, it's about them. And they're the ones that have made it how it has been so far. So, and we'll continue to do that.
You're kind of in your regular routine now, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, we are. Again, it's gone really fast, but at the same time, I feel like I've been with them for quite a long time. Know them well. And they are, like I said, really support each other well, too.
So tell us a little bit about how the partner school works then. Does each student have their own kind of area that they work? Are they all together for part of the day, or how does it operate?
Like a typical day, I guess, would be they come in the morning. We have a morning meeting, so we all meet together. And then recently we've been doing a math class together. Once that gets finished, then they have the opportunity to work on different projects that they are doing. Some have online classes that they're taking. So they have their own spots. They have their own desks. Some even have their own little rooms. And then they have that opportunity to be doing different projects. We do have a shop in the back, so they're able to be back there as long as I'm back there with them. A lot of them enjoy building things. Their projects are very hands-on projects, some of them, which is great that we can support that, because I think a lot of learning happens, not just with hands-on learning or with hands-on projects, but with projects that the kids can choose what they're working on and what they want to do. My job is then to connect the standards with that to give them credits for it. So
you must get your steps in the day going back and forth, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
And connecting them with interests that they have and interests in the community too then, right?
Yes. Our goal as well for the school is to be part of the community and to be present in the community with job opportunities or volunteer opportunities or job shadowing opportunities. We're still looking to find some more connections and partnerships with the community. So if anybody in the community wants or would like us to help, we're definitely here to do that as well.
So they could use some hours, if somebody could need somebody just for an hour or two.
Sure.
During the day?
Yep. Yeah, we helped with the Rotary lights to when they were putting them up. You know, we're looking to hopefully connect with Rotary more to do some more projects with them. We're hoping to maybe connect with the local animal shelters to do some volunteering with them as well. But we're always open to other ideas. So
one of the assignments you gave them was to come up with some of the questions that I asked them.
Yes, so. Yes. We did that yesterday. So and they came up with really good questions.
They did, I thought.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, very well. So you can kind of co-host this with me here. But
yes.
Let's say good morning to some of the students. And since he's sitting right by the teacher, let's start with Tyler Schauer right here. Good morning, Tyler. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
Great. Do you feel like you're kind of a trailblazer being a part of the very first partner school?
I am.
Yeah.
Very much.
What do you like about it?
I like how I can be hands-on. I can work in the back. I can actually build stuff, and I don't have to do an assignment by an assignment, back to back.
So you're kind of a hands-on individual. What do you like to work on? What are some of the projects that you like to work on?
Well, I usually build like bookshelves. I'm building candle holders right now. That's really.
You did a barn.
I built a barn.
Really?
Yep.
A mini barn, I take
mini,
it.
Yes. Not a. It'd take me a little bit longer.
Wow. So you like to work with wood?
Yep.
And what's your goal, to possibly sell some of your products someday?
Yeah. Well, we make cutting boards, actually, and we sell them at the locker, and candles, too.
Okay. So you've got kind of a partnership going with the Richland Locker. How is that going?
It's going pretty good. We're hoping to expand it to other stores, too.
Has to be rewarding to know that something that you put your blood, sweat, and tears in, somebody's enjoying that somewhere, right?
It's very rewarding, actually.
Great. What year are you in school?
I am a freshman this year.
Okay. So you've got some more years to...
I got quite a lot.
Uh-huh. So are you kind of looking at some goals and things that you'd like to accomplish in high school?
Yep.
And what might they be?
Oh, well, first, get my diploma.
Mm-hmm.
That's first thing. I like to take a lot of shop classes and stuff, get better with my hands.
Mm-hmm. What about credits, and how do they work? And maybe, Kim, you can chime in on this as well. How do credits
Sure.
work with the partner school?
So, again, it's project-based learning is a lot of it. So if he chose to do the barn model, he built it, and then he incorporated some math with that. So he ended up scaling it down to make that model. So with that, depending on how long it took him, the different components that went into it, I would then connect that with the different standards, the different state standards, and we kind of do like a competency-based standards as well. And that would turn into credits. So then we have a program called Head Rush that the kids can, that's where they put their projects onto, and that's where I will put the credits on so they can watch those credits grow every time they do a project, or each quarter it grows when they have finished like their job opportunities or their jobs or job shadowing or volunteering, they get credit for that as well. So we try to get them around about 2 credits each quarter just to keep them on track to make sure that they're going to be graduating on time. So,
who knew that you were such a math wizard putting math to use for your building projects there, Tyler?
Oh, I was not really a huge math person, but...
But you're putting it to good use.
I am.
Yeah, well, that's very impressive. Thanks for joining us on the morning show. We'll come back to you in a little bit here. Darren Kepler is here as well. Good morning, Darren.
Morning.
How are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Good. Good to have you in the studio. So what year are you in school?
I'm a freshman.
Oh, you're a freshman as well. Okay. And tell me about, were you excited when you found out that you're going to be going to the charter school this year?
Yeah, it's quite an experience. You learn more stuff, and you can earn a lot of credits by just doing projects. Mm-hmm. And you have like all your math and science and all that stuff in your projects too while you do them.
So, and you put them to good use then, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about your project.
I've been building candle holders out of wood, like Tyler has been. I've made a couple shelves, and then we've made cutting boards and candles too.
Okay. So did you put a special rush on for Christmas time? Did you make some special things there too?
Yeah, we made the cutting boards and candles. You kind of got to chop on them right before Christmas.
Uh-huh. Worked on that. So what's your favorite part of the day?
I'm not really sure.
Okay. It the whole day goes by pretty fast, and yeah. You work on your projects there. So you plan on continuing this and maybe working on projects to sell in the future?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And you're kind of a trailblazer, as we mentioned. Do you have friends that you tell about that, hey, this might be something for you?
I've talked to a couple friends about it. They seem kind of interested in it.
Sure. And Kim, I think the goal is to get more students involved, right?
Yes, yes. We are looking to expand for next year. We're not exactly sure how it's going to look yet, but we are wanting to add more kids. We do have a waiting list at this point that keeps growing. So, you know, we want to get kids in that are interested in this type of learning. That non-traditional school, in my opinion, is... maybe should be expanded more. We have a lot of kids that when you kind of put them in the driver's seat on how they want to learn, what they want to work on, it's amazing what can happen. So,
yeah. So you were successful when you sold your products at the Ritzland Locker, it sounds like.
Yeah, we were pretty successful. Made quite a bit of money off of that.
Great. Did you have family members go buy your product then?
Yeah.
Okay.
First day we... took our stuff and my grandma came and bought a cutting board right away.
She was the first one.
Your grandma bought it. You didn't give her a special deal or anything, huh?
No.
Oh, that's awesome. We'll have to look for that at the Richland Locker then. So they're still there, I take it.
We sold out at this point.
Oh.
So right now we're making some more and making more candles as well. We're looking to expand it to Chet's as well when they open their new store. So.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
So you might have to stay after school, Darren. It sounds like you got more work to do in there.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming along to the morning show. We'll turn it over on the other side here to Jackson Lennox. How you doing, Jackson?
Good. How are you?
Great. Good to have you in here with us today in the studio.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad to be here.
What do you like most about the charter school?
I like that it's more focused on work, how you can... So if you can go into work at 11:30. So I leave at 11:30. I work at the Richland Locker. And you're just able to go there. You get credits from working. That's one of my favorite reasons why I applied to join the partner school.
I see. And what grade are you in then?
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore this year. Yeah. Okay. And you're already in the workforce. So.
Oh, yeah.
So you're excited about that?
Uh-huh.
So you earn a little income, too?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Uh-huh. And as far as going to school as well. So uh-huh. Kind of breaks up the school day, doesn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what are some projects that you're working on, Jackson?
So right now I'm working on building a miniature bridge out of wood. I want to see how much weight it can hold, like in the middle, see when it breaks. And then how I factor in like school into that is I'm using it, like scaling it down to making sure that all my angles and like widths and lengths and stuff is all on track and supposed to be how it is, stuff like that. And then I have also made a miniature barn dominium like Tyler has, and I've also carved out a little stealth plane that I also did the scale down method on it too, for that to work like that. Yep.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So were you kind of adept at doing woodworking before this, or is this something you've kind of picked up this year at the charter school?
I never really carved anything, used tools. I mean, I did tech ed classes in middle school and stuff like that, and we've used like bandsaws and drill presses and stuff like that, which we have a couple of those in our shop room. And yeah, I've used those before, but never really done anything like building shelves or making cutting boards like we do.
And he's a natural at it, just letting you know.
I bet.
So, yeah, I didn't realize like his abilities by any means, and when he started doing that, it's pretty neat to see.
Yeah. Is there a plan, Kim? I can see, you know, like I want to see some of these things. Is there a plan to have kind of an open house somewhere along the line where we can see
That's definitely a possibility. We put out like a newsletter with pictures and whatnot that I'll send to the parents and through the high school if I remember to, you know, put that in on time. It will be in the newsletter as well. So it has been the last so for October, November, so there are some pictures. But, yeah, we do actually have community members that come in. I think we've had 3 different panels so far. So we'll invite some people from the community to come in, and the kids will do a presentation on their projects. So we have had that, and we're looking to have another one coming up within the next couple weeks. Maybe a good idea to think about having like an open house
somewhere down the road.
Sure.
Yeah. So you were at regular school last year, you know. Are you enjoying it this year? Are you enjoying your time in school more, Jackson?
Oh, yeah. I definitely enjoy it a lot more because it's just there's a lot less people. It's you're just in one room. One building technically, but it's not like you're walking from classroom to classroom and then you don't have to sit somewhere. Just sit there for 45 minutes to hour or to an hour or so and just like getting lectured at. Rather, this is you're on your own or you're in groups of people and you're practically on your own, which Misifkis does help us a lot with if we have questions and stuff. But most of the time it's all based on what we want to do and how we want to do it and how we get it done, yeah.
So you feel more comfortable.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, good to hear from you. We have Rodolfo Rodriguez with us as well. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, too?
Doing real well. So tell me about yourself. What grade are you in?
I am I'm a junior today, this year.
Okay. Good deal. And what are some projects you're working on at the Richland Center Charter School?
Usually just like research of things. Right now I have a research about trains, the engines that evolve from year eras.
What fascinates you about trains?
Really, the technology that goes into functioning and moving these trains.
Mm-hmm. You want to possibly put it to use someday? Have you thought about a career? What you might want to do?
Engineering with trains or just mechanical work for vehicles.
I see. And you've been putting some time out of school. Where do you work, or where do you put in some time?
I work with my mom at her restaurant, RC Tacos.
Okay, good. That's awesome. Do you have an area of expertise there?
Just helping her out any way I can.
Awesome. Well, that's good. So do you spend part of the school day at the charter school and then part of the day then helping out?
Yes, and also I also head to the high school for band as well.
Oh, okay. Great. So you're involved in another extracurricular. What instrument do you play?
Sax, alto sax.
Awesome. That's good to hear. And that's another aspect, Kim, that we talked about at the start of the year, that they can be involved in all of the other things that the other students just across the lawn are involved in as well.
Yes, absolutely. They are able to take classes if they want to up at the high school. So I had some students first, second quarter that were taking various classes. Some were taking tech ed classes. Art classes, and they're able to take whatever class they would want to if they so choose. The high school has been really good about working with us and having those kids come in. I think Rodolfo is my only one for this quarter that's taken a course up at the high school, but there'll be some more taking it fourth quarter. And again, you know, having that partnership with the high school is important, so it's nice, again, that we're able to have that. But yes, the kids can participate. They're considered a Richland Center, you know, student, so they're able to start to participate in sports. Actually, Tyler is in basketball right now.
Mm-hmm.
Darren was in soccer. So, you know, whatever involvement they'd like to do, they're more than welcome to, and we enjoy that we have that ability to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's a wonderful opportunity. Again, have you thought about a career, Rodolfo, what you might want to do someday?
Nah, at this point, thinking of engineering work, mm-hmm. with trains, or if that doesn't work, maybe a mechanic. Head to that field.
Great. Yeah, have you made a lot of friends?
Yeah.
Seems like you guys are all pretty close.
Yeah, most of us are very close with each other.
Mm-hmm. Being that it's a smaller group as well. Jackson, I didn't give you an opportunity, but have you thought about a career?
Well, I do plan on staying at the locker for a little bit out of high school, see what I can do. I do not plan on going to any college or anything after high school. I've been thinking about going to like a tech school, mm-hmm. get more into like mechanics or engineering, like Rodolfo said. But other than that, I mean, I do kind of want to become a construction worker one day.
Okay. Well, we need good workers. That's
yes,
the big
do.
Thing, don't we?
Yes.
Right. And we didn't have a chance to ask Darren that as well. Darren, have you thought about a career?
I kind of think about going into construction.
Okay.
After high school.
Sure. And we need good construction workers. What about you, Tyler?
Well, I've been going to the RC Electric, and I'm thinking about becoming a lineman.
Okay. RC Electric. So you spent a little time there.
I have.
You've enjoyed your time there?
I did.
Have you learned a lot?
Learned as much as I can.
Good. And I'm guessing, you know, these businesses learn from the students too, don't they?
Yes. I'm really thankful the businesses in the community have been very open in regards to having our kids come, willing to participate wherever they can. And so it's been a great opportunity for us to connect with the community, and looking forward to having more connections as this program grows.
Great. Nice to meet all of you. Anything anybody else would like to add here this morning? Or Kim, you'd like to add about them?
Like I said before, I feel very lucky. I have a great group of kids, so.
We have more out in the hall.
We do.
So we'll take a break and come back with them. But thanks so much to Jackson Lennox, Rodolfo Rodriguez, Darren Kepler, and Tyler Schauer for being pioneers here on the first part of the morning show. We'll bring on the second group coming up in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dan Miller, Okooch Books and Libations at 130 South Main, downtown Richland Center. We've got a lot of new books in. Since I sold my old building, I got some cash and I bought a bunch. Same thing is true with wines. I'm looking for some wine shelving to expand my wine department. Okooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. Always something new. I can prove it. 130 South Main, downtown Richland Center.
Few things are more important than family. You can count on your family to be there for you. Just like you can count on the Richland Family Prescription Center to be there for you. Anyone can give you a bottle of pills. The Richland Family Prescription Center gives you a whole lot more. Your health and your understanding of medications is a priority for the Prescription Center. The staff makes sure you and your family are getting the right medications. They're happy to help you and answer questions about prescription drugs, including possible side effects or interactions among various drugs. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. Choosing a pharmacy is a very important decision. When you call or stop in, you always get a person who understands and cares. The Prescription Center would be honored to be your pharmacy.
Ogden Nash said, a family is a unit composed not only of children, but of men, women, an occasional animal, and the common cold. Trust your family to the Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, we saw the Holstein calves steady, beef crossbred calves, and slaughter cows higher. Holstein calves sold from $2.60 to $3.60, beef crossbred calves $4.70 to $6, with the out calves $60 to $1.60 per pound. On a light test, the dairy slaughter cows sold in the 70s, not real good condition, with fleshy beef cows up to 98. Slaughter sale this Friday. We get started at 1 o'clock. A string of 37 black heifers weighing from 650 to 700 pounds are consigned, along with several smaller packages of 4 to 650-pound Holstein, crossbred, and Jerseys. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim, 627-1401, and one of us will come out to your farm to give you an idea of what your cattle could bring at our sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has been providing you a market for all classes of your livestock since 1963.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invite you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th, featuring a euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Whiskey Row, the Don Meese family, and the Honor Company. Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th in Avoca.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again, and stay on the sunny side.
As the energy landscape evolves, a new conversation emerges. Join Clean Fuels Alliance America for its brand new Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Every Wednesday, you'll hear authentic conversations with industry experts and gain valuable insights into the world of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Follow the exciting journey toward exceeding our vision of reaching 6 billion gallons by 2030. How do we plan to achieve this ambitious goal? Industry experts unveil the groundwork, paving the way for a better, cleaner tomorrow. This podcast is your go-to source for insider insights. Whether you're a seasoned clean fuels veteran or a newcomer to the industry, each episode offers valuable takeaways. Subscribe today to the Better Cleaner Now podcast, available on your favorite listening platform and on agriamerica.com.
Our morning show today from WRCO, we're focusing on the Richland Center Charter School, which was brand new in the fall of 2023, and we're reaching the semester point. So we're looking back on the first semester and looking ahead as well at all the positive things they have going on there today. Lead teacher Kim Sifkus is here, and the early part of the program, four students joined us on this part of the program. We have four more who have shifted in. Deegan Cannon, Megan Fenton, Tyler Sobranek, and also Haley Deckert are here to join us along with the lead teacher, Kim Sifkus. Good first group, Kim. We enjoyed having them in here.
Yes, yes. You'll find that the second group is great as well. So
good to learn from them. So yes. they were kind of the younger part of the school a little bit?
Yes, in general. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, and again, we range from 9th through 12th grade. So,
and this group is a little bit older. We have some seniors in the group?
We have a senior and a junior and a sophomore. Actually, we're representing all four grades.
All four grades. Let's start over on the left side here. Deegan Cannon, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here, the radio studio with us here today. So what do you like most about the Richland Center Charter School?
I like most that I'm not getting told what to do most of the time, and I can do pretty much what I like doing there, and classes are easy and most of the stuff is pretty easy there.
So you're doing what you like.
Yeah.
And what is that?
Working out in the shop a little bit, and that's mostly it.
Mm-hmm. So what are some things you're working on?
Cutting boards, candle holders, and some shelves.
Had you had much experience working with wood before you had this opportunity with the charter school?
A little bit.
Okay.
I didn't have much.
You had a little knowledge coming in then. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Did you get a chance to see some of your products sell?
Well, Darren's grandma bought the first one. That's all I've seen.
Okay. So some of them have sold, but that's mm-hmm. got to be rewarding to know that you're doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have some future projects other than what you've worked on so far that you'd like to work on?
Not that I've thought of. I haven't thought of much.
Mm-hmm. But you've always been kind of hands-on, so you enjoy that opportunity to see things created like that? And the shop there was a good opportunity. So mm-hmm. when you heard about the charter school, was it something that you were really excited about?
Yes. I was very interested in it.
Mm-hmm. And so
I could get out of school early to go work for credits. So.
And where do you work?
I work up in Mauston at a detail shop.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. So you have a little bit of a commute
afterwards.
Yeah. Then. So you work on cars and trucks and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you like to get into when your schooling days are done?
Yeah, like painting cars and stuff like that.
Great. Paint up an old classic maybe, mm-hmm, huh?
Yeah.
That'd be a dream for me too. So, well, to drive it, I don't know about to paint it.
Yeah.
But, sounds good. Now, this is another unique opportunity for a student that works not just in the Richland Center area, Kim.
Yes. He's done a few different things. And he does like to work on engines as well. He didn't really talk about that, but he is definitely my one that is, he needs to be busy working on something. And as soon as you give him that opportunity, he just runs with it. So, again, another reason why I think, having a program like this really helps kids who just, that traditional sitting in a classroom, it just doesn't work for them in regards to retaining, learning, and taking something from it. So Deegan is definitely, a good example of why we need to have these kinds of schools. And he actually came in after first quarter, so he came in like early second quarter, and he jumped right in. And it seems like he started with us. So definitely a great fit.
Deegan, you're always going to have friends if you have the ability to fix cars, because they're always going to want you to help them fix your car. So that's a great life skill. Let's bring on Megan Fenton, who's next over here. We'll put Megan on the spot. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good to have you in here. So the charter school, was that something you were excited about when you learned about it last summer?
Yeah. So actually, we had to apply, so it was like a limited selection. And my junior year, I had a lot of health issues, so I missed a lot of school. And it was kind of hard to keep up. And so when I heard about the partner school, we didn't know how my issues would relay because we weren't given really any real answers. And so when I heard that I actually got accepted, it was really exciting for not only me but my parents, because the school sometimes doesn't work very well with people around that stuff. So it's very nice being in a program where there's a lot of leniency, but a lot of like strict, structure. Because, there's rules, there's policies, but it's, like, at the same time, it's very lenient, and it's very homely, it's very nice.
Uh-huh. So it's worked out well for you. You feel more comfortable this year, then?
Yeah. I also do the work release program this year, so that's also very nice. I don't have to sit in a classroom for 8 hours a day, so that's probably my best and most liked thing there.
And where do you work, Megan?
So I have two jobs, actually. I work at the Ithaca Bulldog Daycare through the school there. And then I work for Brad, Kevin, and Jules Carpet Cleaning.
Okay. So you're expanding. You must stay busy, right?
Yeah. So I leave school at 11, and then I work at the daycare till 4:30. And then I go to my other job at 5:30 to 7:30 every night. So.
That's a long day.
Yes.
that's great. Would you like to get into maybe taking care of kids or being a teacher someday? Or what have you thought about?
So I've grown up around people who have been involved in daycare, and I volunteered to help them. So I've been around kids, but it's not really something I've been or would see as a permanent placement, but it doubled as credits. And if I need to, I have that in my back pocket, which is really nice.
And you're going to be graduating this spring.
Yes. I'm a little under a credit to be done, so I'll be done probably in the next couple weeks, which is really exciting.
Okay. Then you'll have the actual ceremony with your classmates then in the spring, too. So, boy, that 4 years goes by pretty fast, doesn't it?
It does. It really does, yes.
Yeah. But this year's been a little bit better for you. You're healthier and everything. And...
Yes, and it's really better being in an environment with so, like, there's not a lot of us, so it's not really hard to, you know, most people don't try and pick arguments or pick problems, and it's, Ms. Sivkis was my fifth grade teacher, and she was one of my favorites, so it's really nice going into a small opportunity that leads you to bigger and better opportunities than just having to sit in a classroom with tons of people you don't like or maybe don't get along with. So it's been really nice.
So I'm sure you have some friends that you've told about. You got some friends that maybe are piquing the interest about maybe joining up someday?
Yeah, so it's really fun to actually talk about it because a lot of like the older people in the community or people that my dad or my mom are friends with actually find a lot of interest in it. But a lot of people actually don't know about it. So like it's kind of fun to explain like what we do because a lot of people actually are like, oh, wow, that's actually really nice. Like we wish we would have had that. A lot of my friends wouldn't personally be interested in it just because of sports and they'd rather be in a bigger classroom vicinity, and that's just not me. But I mean, everyone is so like, everyone has different reactions, which is kind of cool to see. So I think it's a good opportunity for any and all kids.
Great. Well, well said. Good spokesperson here for the school, isn't she?
Yes.
What are the policies in terms of attendance, and is it the same for the other school, Kim, or how does that work?
I mean, yeah, we expect them to make sure that they're coming to school on a regular basis. Because we are a charter school, we do have a little bit more flexibility. So there are some times when we might have kids come at a different time during the day. And having that flexibility does really help, actually, because, you know, I'm trying my best to meet the needs of these kids. So if it doesn't look the same for everybody, it's not going to. As long as I feel like I can reach them and I can help them and that we're making progress, that's the number one thing. So,
Tyler Sobranek is in the studio as well. Tyler, what do you like most about the charter school?
I like the flexibility and the range of the things we can do and we're allowed to do. And I love being able to go to work, and the environment's great. It's up at the high school, there's just so many people and all the arguing, that wasn't my thing, but down at the partner school, there's, like Megan said, there's not a lot of fights, and everybody gets along.
Yeah, and everybody's different, but you like that smaller classroom and everything too, don't you?
Yeah, very much.
What's your expertise? Do you have a project you're currently working on you can tell us about?
Currently, I'm working on making a table for our showcase for more cutting boards and candles that's going to go at Chet's when the new building opens.
Okay. So how are you? What's your progress? Are you coming along in that pretty well? Are you?
Yeah, I'm getting pretty close to being done with sanding it, and then I got to put the legs in on it and put a finish on it. But we're getting there.
Did you have? Has that been something you've been a part of before, woodworking, or is this something new to you?
Yeah, actually, last winter I helped build a house. Every day after school, I'd go out there for a couple hours. So woodworking's something I've grown to be pretty good at.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. And again, a life skill. Is that something you might want to get into? House building someday? Or
Not as much house building. I work for Wallace Excavating and Wallace Construction, so I get to run equipment, and we move a lot of dirt, and that's something I really enjoy, and I'd like to continue on in the future.
How cool is that? Yeah. But just a few years ago, you're playing in the sandbox. Now you're playing with the big toys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's been a good school year for you then.
Yeah. It's definitely been a lot better than last year.
And what grade are you again?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore, okay. So you got a couple of years yet.
Yeah.
So are there some things that you'd like to see, maybe future projects or anything like that at the charter school in the next couple of years?
I got some future projects that I think I might work on, but nothing set in stone yet.
Great.
For sure.
So you have a nice shop there at the charter school.
Yeah, with the money we made from selling cutting boards and candles, and we're going to reinvest in the things we need for the school. But we've gotten our shop pretty well set up to do any woodworking projects that anyone would want to do.
Well, that's exciting. And where do they get the materials from, Kim? Do you have a fund for that as well, for the wood?
Yeah, actually, we have we've been getting a lot of the wood donated from, what's it called again?
Nelson's.
Thank you. So is it Bruce Kinsimal? Yes, he's been amazing. So anytime that I've needed something, you know, he's allowed us to come and get the wood. So, and to mention with Tyler, Tyler's definitely like one of the forefront people that has been important for us in regards to making those different wood projects. With his expertise, that's the reason why we're able to do it. If he wasn't there, I don't know if we'd be able to do all those things that we are. Everybody's learning who's working on it, but Tyler definitely has made that happen in regards to the woodworking. So,
yeah, well, good job. Let's move over to Haley Deckert. Haley, welcome to the morning show. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what do you like about charter school?
I like being able to go out and do things that you're, like, interested in the long run and being able to, you know, do the stuff that goes with doing that.
And as far as those interests, what are some of your interests?
In the long run, I'd either like to be a welder or a diesel mechanic. So.
Wonderful. So do you like that hands-on opportunity at the school?
Yes, very much.
Are you currently working on any projects?
I'm working on, like, a grass-fed versus grain-fed, like, beef project. So it's just, yeah.
Do you have farming in your background?
Yes, I live on a farm and work with cattle, so.
Wonderful. Yeah. So what would you like to do when you grow up? I mean, it looks like you get a lot of opportunities there, places you could go.
I'm not too sure. It's definitely wagered between the diesel mechanic and the welder, but... Uh-huh. If there were to be in a farm setting, I'd like to be a AI technician, be able to breed the animals. So,
wonderful. So we need more people in the agriculture field, don't we?
We do, and she's had the opportunity. She's actually job shadowed with an AI technician, and she is able to job shadow with Ross Brenninger for welding. So again, the community members have been great in regards to allowing these kids those opportunities to see. And that's one of our goals, is to have kids try different things, because as a freshman, sophomore, or even a junior or senior, you don't always know what you want to do. But having opportunities to try different things and get credit for that, I think is huge. And I think is a great opportunity for them.
It's so beneficial for the members, the business community, and in the area, because basically they're building possible future employees, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, absolutely. So, like I said, it's been great. I'm hoping that we have some more connections and opportunities to work. And again, it's new this year, so I always tell people just be patient, because, you know, we're learning just as much as everybody else is. But the kids have really carried this at this point throughout the whole school year. I definitely have a different group of kids that are all coming together that come from different areas, but they've been very respectful with each other, and definitely has become kind of a close-knit group, family kind of in a sense, you know, in regards to how much we spend time together. They're very much appreciated.
And I may not have asked you, Haley, but are you with another business? Are you working a business in the afternoons?
Not really. I just go out and job shadow with Ross Brenninger, mm-hmm. and I'm able to, like, watch him work on stuff, and I'm also able to weld on stuff, like practicing.
Great. And again, I'm sure people are going to be bringing their stuff to you and have you weld it for them, things like that, right? Oh, that's amazing. And how does that work with students that don't have their driver's license then? How do they get back and forth to the area businesses and things like that?
Sure. So usually, most days, I have one of the district vans.
Okay.
So if they don't have their license, then I'm able to take them to and from where they need to go. There are some times when that doesn't always work, but in general, we've made it work. And we're looking at trying to figure that out a little bit better for next year as well, to make sure that everybody gets that opportunity to go where they want to go. But in general, it works well. We do have some kids that have their driver's licenses as well as a vehicle, so that does help. So.
Well, it's been a good group, and I think a good testament for what's going on at the charter school.
Yes.
Really is. Anything else anybody would like to add that I didn't ask you? They've all done well. I think we've all learned about it a little bit more in the community of kind of what it's all about and that it's working.
Yes, it is, for sure. I'm excited. I'm excited for what's happening, and I'm excited for what's going to happen. So, and thankful that I have the opportunity to be the teacher to be able to do this. They make me very proud. So
keep up the good work. You may have to have another teacher with you, though, next year, right, if you expand anymore?
Yeah, we're looking at a teacher or a possible aide, someone. But yes, I would say. But, yep, we're still trying to figure all of that out. But,
yeah, it's a work in progress.
It is.
Great. Well, we appreciate you bringing them along today. And they'll get back to school. They're probably a little more comfortable going back to school and, you know, being on the radio, right?
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you for giving us this opportunity.
No problem. No one said they wanted to be a radio announcer, but not yet anyway. Deegan Cannon, Megan Fenton, Tyler Sobranek, and Haley Deckert, along with lead teacher Kim Siefkas from the Richland Center Charter School. We appreciate them taking time to join us on The Morning Show.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Central Boarding House Antiques. This historic boarding house, located at 339 West Seminary Street, is over 130 years old and has 17 unique rooms with a large variety of antiques for sale. Central Boarding House Antiques is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make plans to visit Central Boarding House Antiques, located across from Quick Trip in downtown Richland Center. Call 647-7358 or visit their Facebook page today.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Are you a veteran planning on purchasing a home? Jason Schultz of Schultz Mortgage Team is also a veteran, and he will pay up to $500 toward your appraisal on a purchase or VA refinance.
Use a mortgage lender that is a veteran to use your VA eligibility. It only makes sense. Schultz Mortgage Team. Mortgage is all they do. Call 608-604-5068.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
Thank you for joining us for the morning show today on WRCO Radio. And we want to thank Kim Sifkus and all the students from Richland Center Charter School. Fun to see what they're doing, their projects they're working on, and as they continue to make progress and how quickly the year has gone. Already halfway through the school year with a semester break for some schools this week. Some schools did not have school today with the education event going on in Milwaukee, and others did, kind of depending on how they had predicted the school calendar and whatnot. Coming up, we'll have an update on the news at 10 and details a little bit later on sports for the weekend. Lots of sports going on. High school boys basketball tonight. Richland Center is battling at Lancaster, an area high school hoops action. And then on WRCE radio this evening, Badger basketball, the Badgers. And that's kind of a rare Friday night game for Big Ten action, but that's the schedule for tonight. The Badgers in Bloomington. The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center. Hey, Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee, and I appreciate you listening all these years to Those Were the Days. We've been here since 1986, spinning all the old gold, and we'll be back your way again on a future Saturday night. This weekend, the Green and Gold will take center stage in their game against the Niners. So join us on WRCO Radio for future Saturday night programs, the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. Those Were the Days is sponsored in part by Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel, Turbo's in Hub City, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Mindum Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Jones Chevrolet, and Jay's Power Center. Some great rock and roll coming up as we look forward to some future shows coming your way on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Mark, what is a death certificate and why is a death certificate so important?
Sure. So a death certificate is a simple legal document that said that an individual has died. It's kind of like a birth certificate, a marriage certificate. It's needed for legal purposes to, let's say a person has a life insurance policy. That's fairly straightforward. You need a death certificate to claim life insurance. You're also going to need a death certificate to transfer assets. If the individual that died had a car, well, the car is titled in their name. They're not there to sign for it. You now need to prove death. So they're going to need one to transfer the title on the car. Same thing goes with properties or pensions or retirement accounts, even credit cards, loans against you, student loans. Because if the person is unable to make the payments or receive the payments, the death certificate's needed to be to prove that person died. And a lot of times it's some very basic information. You know, the person's name, social security number, date of birth, date of death, parents' names, education levels, military status,